podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
So, Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 16. Galatians 5, starting with verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would use your word this morning to speak to us, Lord, to energize us, to prepare us to do your will. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what happens when the new year is screaming full speed ahead, but you feel like you never got your wake-up call? Last week we talked about your need for a soul detox to clear out the poisons that creep into your soul and into our lives over the course of a year spent living in this toxic environment and culture. But this morning, let's think about where we need to go when we need a soul jumpstart. When you feel like you don't have the spiritual energy that it takes to live the life that God has called you to live in this new year, we need to begin with the same premise that we began with last week. It was either George MacDonald or C.S. Lewis or someone who said, you are not a body with a soul, you are a soul with a body. So when God created man, he picked up dust and he breathed life into that dust, and we are made out of the fleshly, earthly dust and the eternal breath of God, these two parts. But we tend to think all about caring for our bodies, especially at this time of the year. But what about the soul? What about that eternal part of us? What about the part of us that has communion and a relationship with God? What about that important part of who we are? Now, I'm not saying that the body doesn't matter. We need to be concerned about our bodies. See, we are a soul with a body. It's important for us to care for our bodies because God only gave us one of those to journey through this life with. But what I am saying is that if all we care for is the body, we're not as healthy as we might think. The soul is the place where we relate to God. It's that mysterious part within us that is truly makes up who we are. It's that part of you that even when we get to heaven and even if we're separated from this body for a time, people will still know who we are because of the soul that God has given to us, identifiable by him because he gave it to us. And we need to care for our souls. So what do you do when your soul is tired? When you feel as if you're just going through the motions, that there is no passion or drive, there's no connection to God in your life, you're just kind of living, doing your thing. When your desire to do his will and his purposes seems to have come to a stop, how do you start it up again? How do you reboot it? How do you jumpstart it? You know what to do when you need a jumpstart. With your car, at least. Your battery won't start the car. So what do? You get out the old jumper cables and you hook them up to your battery. But that's not all. See, there's something very important that you need. In order to jumpstart your car, you need to have some source of energy. Whether it's another vehicle that is running and has a good battery, nice strong battery, or whether it's some sort of a portable booster of some sort, you need some type of energy source in order to jumpstart your car. So when we're talking about jumpstarting a soul, there's only one source of energy that can properly do the trick. And that is God himself. He is the power source. When you need a jump start, you don't hook up to a TV set. You don't hook your soul up to some classic novel or some self-help video series. You don't hook your soul up to some inspirational movie that'll give you a little boost for a few minutes. You need to look up to the source of all power and energy. And God has made it simple for us. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. The Holy Spirit is right there taking residence within your life, and you have access to an energy source like no other energy source this world knows about. God Himself lives within you. Now, I'm not saying that you are God. Don't mistake me. But I am saying this, the power of the Holy Spirit, God's power, His Holy Spirit lives within you as a believer in Jesus Christ. The problem is, We feel very spiritually weak at times because we have not figured out how to access that spiritual power. In fact, we sort of take that spiritual power that God has put into us and we kind of relegate it to a small corner of our lives and say, you know what, God, I know your Holy Spirit's living within me, but I'm going to do things my way because I think it's going to work out better if I do it my way. And we quench the Spirit by putting that fire, that flame out. And we ignore the Spirit. And even though the Word of God calls out to us, we say, well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that great? Doesn't that speak to me? But then we walk away from it. And we don't yield to the Spirit as we should. In fact, the Scripture says that we grieve the Spirit when we continue to live according to our sinful nature rather than the Spirit that lives within us. So really, the only way to get a jump start in this life is to connect to that spiritual power that is resident within us. And in many of us, it's just kind of latent, just kind of sitting there, ready for us to respond, but we're just tired. And our soul needs a jump start. The Spirit needs to thrive and energize our lives and our souls. So our scripture passage this morning gives us some instruction for doing that, for re-energizing and remaining charged by the Holy Spirit in our life. Like Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." The advice there is live by the Spirit or walk by the Spirit, depending on what translation you have. To walk by the Spirit means simply to live your life in a way that is informed and motivated and energized by the Holy Spirit of God who lives within you. In other words, the Spirit is your life. Yield to Him. The Spirit is your life. Yield to Him. See, Scripture tells us here that you are conflicted. You have a sinful nature and the Spirit within you, and you are conflicted because the Spirit lives within you, urging you to live the way that God would have you to live in order to please Him, but you also have your flesh or your sinful nature that also lives within you, which is working against the Spirit. They're in conflict with one another, and maybe you feel that conflict from time to time. As God's Spirit would direct you in one way, but your sinful nature tells you, don't listen. Don't listen. Things won't work out the way you want them to. The flesh desires to drag you down and to wear you out. And your soul becomes tired, and before long, you don't even know what it means to follow the Spirit anymore. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18 says that if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. To be led by the Spirit now means that you're willing to set aside your desires, you're willing to set aside your direction for God's desires and God's direction, that you're willing to listen to His voice, and you're energized now by the Holy Spirit when you allow Him to show you His ways, and you stop fighting His direction for you. And you begin to listen. See, the Spirit is your guide. Let Him direct. That's a part of getting a soul jumpstart as well, is to yield to Him, to allow Him to give you the direction for your life. The good thing is, as believers, we do not live our lives according to a list of do's and don'ts. That's why that passage says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Sometimes we think that's what the Christian life is all about, a legalistic list of do's and don'ts. But it's not about that. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to live within you, to inform you, to guide you, and that you will yield to him step by step. Now, at times, that may mean some do's and don'ts. But we are not trying to please God on the basis of those do's and don'ts. We are pleasing God on the basis of just living according to his Spirit. In fact, the Word of God tells us that we're already in Christ, fully pleasing to God. There's not a thing that we have to do in order to please him, because Christ has done it already for us. However, in our walk with him, in order to remain in him and to be jump-started and energized, we need to yield ourselves to his Spirit and let his Spirit direct us. This passage gives us a clear distinction between what the flesh or the sinful nature looks like. If you follow the sinful nature, where will you end up? And what the Spirit life looks like. If you follow the Spirit, where will your life end up? And so we have these lists about sexual immorality and impurity and debauchery and idolatry and witchcraft and hatred and discord, a bunch of things here. And then the end of it, he says, and the like. See, he says, basically what he's saying is, look, this is not the end of it. I could keep going on with this list. Sure, and as I look at my life, I could probably make up my own list too. See, because sometimes we read these lists and we say, yeah, people should stop that stuff. That's not what the list is about. The list is about this. If the sinful nature is alive within me and I do not allow the Spirit to lead me, this is where I end up. And it may be that I know deep within me where I've been led by not following after the Spirit, but by following after the flesh. Where is that place for you? Where is that place for you? That by not following the Spirit, you have ended up. You don't even know how you got there. Perhaps it's summed up in one of those words that Paul throws at us. But maybe it's summed up in another word that fits under and the like. Paul says if we follow the Spirit, we'll look a whole lot different. Because starting in verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I think that Paul would say that's not it. He doesn't write the words and the like, but I think there's more to the fruit of the Spirit as well. But if you follow after the Spirit, you resemble God in your attitudes and in your actions. So the flesh life is all about what can I get for me? That's what the sinful nature asks. What can I get for me? How can I escape God? How can I do my own thing? How can I get as much pleasure out of my days that God has given me here on this world without responsibility to him at all? And not caring who I might hurt in the process. How can I live my life the way I want to live it and get the most pleasure out of it for the here and now? Because it's mine after all. Whereas the Spirit life is all about what can I give to the Lord? And how can I live my life for him and for others? How can I please God? How can I use this day that God has given to me that has not been promised to me, how can I live this day as a good steward by allowing him to direct me and to guide me and to lead me by his Holy Spirit? See, spiritual fruit grows from the life of a believer who yields himself to the Holy Spirit and lets the Spirit direct. The Spirit is your life. Yield to him. The Spirit is your guide. Let him direct. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. When I was a kid, I used to walk to school in the snow, uphill, both ways, without a scarf. Anybody else remember those days? All right, some of you are like, maybe not the snow, but some of the other stuff, yeah. But stick with me here. Of course, we had these big Michelin Man down parkas that made you sweat in 0 degrees weather, you know, and we were wrapped up in those things. And the big wool hat that was, sometimes you could pull it down over your face so you looked like you were robbing a convenience store. But we would walk to school in these things. And the worst part of it was I had a pair of boots. But these pair of boots were these rubber boots made out of some old inner tubes or something. And you had to pull them on over your sneakers. But they were much, much, much too small for my sneakers. You know, I think they were still from when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Yet I had grown up, elementary school, 8, 9 years old. Now I had to take these things and to yank them over my sneakers somehow. And it took me at least an hour to do that every morning. And that's why I was late for school all the time. Because I could not get my boots over my sneakers. But once I got them on, I would tread out, toward the school, which, was a long walk. If I look at it now, it probably wasn't as long as it seemed then, but my legs are longer, so it doesn't take as long. But back then, as I walked to school, see, most of the people in my neighborhood didn't wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to shovel their sidewalks. So we were walking in the snow. And our superintendent of schools didn't care about shutting down school because we didn't have any school buses in those days. He just said, let them walk. They'll be all right. They'll have fun. So we walked to school. The last 300 yards or so of my walk was across a field. It was the soccer field and three baseball diamonds for our elementary school. And as I walked across that field, I realized I didn't have to, but that was the shortcut, and it was the way to go, and I was late already, so I might as well do it. So I walk across this great field that's filled with snow, and one of the games that I like to play was to pretend that I was a spy, that somebody was following me, and that I had to walk precisely in the steps of the person who had walked in front of me so that nobody would know that I had been there. So I would walk in the footsteps, the snow prints, of the person who had walked to school before me. Sometimes it was easier than other times. It depends on how fast they were walking or how small their feet were. But I would look back with pride to see that there was one trail of footprints behind me, and I had made it, and no one would know that I had walked across that snow. Looked like just one, not two. What a great illustration of what it means to keep in step with the Spirit, Galatians 5:25. That's what I see in my mind when I think about keeping in step with the Spirit. See, the Spirit is your leader. We need to follow Him. He has laid fresh tracks in your life, found in His Word. He's living within you, working through your conscience and through your godly wisdom that you have accumulated over your life and through all the scripture that you've learned, you've been taught, all those Sunday school classes, all the sermons you've heard, all the radio programs where you've heard the Bible preached. The Spirit takes these things, tucks them away within us, and at times He brings them out in our life and says, hey, here's a good idea. And He lays these fresh tracks in our life in front of us and says, here's where I want you to step. Here's how I want you to walk. And your mission as a follower of Jesus Christ is to walk in His footsteps, to keep in step with the Spirit. Verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. So in other words, the sinful nature or the flesh continues to call out to us, urging us to forge our own path through life's journey, to walk our own way. And it's not always easy to resist the voice of the sinful nature. Because that's why they're called in this verse passions and desires. Because it's something that we internally want to do. And it's this urging that the sinful nature calls out to us. But you see, God has passions and desires for us too. And He communicates those to us through His Word and by His Spirit who illuminates His Word. And He directs us along the path of life, telling us, here's where I want you to step. Here's how I want you to walk. To be truly jump-started by God means to hear the voice of His Spirit and to plug in, to obey the voice of God in your life, to search for the footsteps of the Spirit and to walk in those footsteps day by day. This is the source of power that God has provided for. If you want to be charged in life and in your soul, we need to be connected to the power source of God by living according to His Spirit. And the more you obey the words of the Spirit and the voice of the Spirit, and the more you step in the footsteps of the Spirit, the more power He will give you. As you obey Him, He will fill you with His Holy Spirit, and you will hear His voice louder and stronger to obey Him and to walk with Him and to live your life for God. Now, do you need a soul jumpstart this morning? What we need to do here is push the toxins out of our life, like we talked about last week, and hook up to the source of God's power within us, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Good place to begin is with prayer. And I want to read a prayer this morning that's found in this little book called The Valley of Vision, which is prayers from Puritans long, long ago. Beautiful prayers. They wrote them down and they recorded them. And, you know, I don't think anybody in our day and age could write a prayer quite like this. Maybe we could. But I think it reflects the heart of the Lord when it comes to obeying the Spirit perfectly this morning. So will you bow your heads and pray this prayer along with me? O Holy Spirit, as the sun is full of light, the ocean full of water, heaven full of glory, so may my heart be full of thee. Vain are all the divine purposes of love and the redemption wrought by Jesus, except thou work within, regenerating by thy power, giving me eyes to see Jesus, showing me the realities of the unseen world. Give me thyself without measure, as an unimpaired fountain, as inexhaustible riches. I bewail my coldness, poverty, emptiness, imperfect vision, languid service, prayerless prayers, praiseless praises. Suffer me not to grieve or resist thee. Come as power to expel every rebel lust, to reign supreme and keep me thine. Come as teacher, leading me into all truth, filling me with all understanding. Come as love, that I may adore the Father and love him as my all. Come as joy to dwell in me, move in me, animate me. Come as light, illuminating the Scripture, molding me in its laws. Come as sanctifier, body, soul, and spirit, wholly thine. Come as helper, with strength to bless and keep, directing my every step. Come as beautifier, bringing order out of confusion, loveliness out of chaos. Magnify to me thy glory, by being magnified in me, and make me scented with thy fragrance. Amen.